This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 76 degrees this morning. It is unseasonably and unreasonably warm. Partly sunny today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may also produce some very heavy winds. Our high today up in the low 90s. Really muggy day on the way. And again, some pretty strong winds later today. Chance of rain is 50-50. Also have a chance of rain tonight, 50% chance, and the low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny without all the mugginess, the high tomorrow in the low 80s. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory said he's not backing down to the Moral Monday protesters, whose numbers have grown to the thousands, Chapel Hillians included, in those demonstrations. McCrory told the Associated Press that, quoting here, outsiders are coming in and they're going to try to do to us what they did to Scott Walker, the governor in Wisconsin. Reverend William Barber, the North Carolina president of the NAACP, has been the central figure in the movement against the state general assembly. Barber says he's not relenting, though McCrory has denounced his efforts.
The bottom line is we're going to win. It's going to be tough, but right is always won. And the Constitution still stands, and our moral values of doing justice stand. And they have stood over against many tests and many tyrants.
As Barber spoke to activists who gathered in front of the General Assembly for a second time this week for the NAACP's Witness Wednesday, he laughed at the notion that the protesters are outsiders and not from North Carolina. Laurel Ashton works with the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter of the NAACP. She was there for Witness Wednesday.
They're falling back on the tactics of George Wallace in the 1960s. He called Martin Luther King an outside agitator because he came 100 miles from Albany. And now they're just using the same rhetoric, and they're really just digging themselves into a deeper hole.
Witness Wednesday commemorated the 50th anniversary of the civil rights activist Medgar Evers, while also continuing their fight against the Republican-led state government. 8 people were arrested inside the state building during the event, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule, fellow NAACP member and lawyer Al McShirley, has attended many Moral Mondays. He's watched as the protesting has grown from a grassroots effort to a statewide movement.
And I have never seen, never in all of that time, as exciting and broad-based and deep-based fusion movement. That is, with black and white and Latino, gay and straight, religious, atheist, all holding hands together and marching together. We never had anything like this in the 60s.
Barber said next week's Moral Monday will focus on environmental issues, and then the following would focus on labor rights. The Rogers Road Task Force agreed on Wednesday to move forward with 2 options for providing a sewer system without water services for the community. The first option will cost about $5.8 million and will serve 86 properties. The second option will cost $3.7 million, providing sewer services for 67 properties in the historic area of Rogers Road. The task force, made up of members from the Chapel Hill Town Council and the Carborough Board of Aldermen and the Board of Commissioners, in addition to representatives from the neighborhood, agreed to discuss those 2 less expensive options with their respective governing boards. An expanded plan costing more than $17 million and providing water services as well was proposed in an earlier meeting. Though there was some progress towards moving forward, Rogers Road resident Jeannie Stroud says after decades of waiting, she's tired of empty promises.
And then as a new group come in, the promise fades out. No one knows. They say, well, we can't stand behind that because that's past, or we don't have that in the records or whatever.
Stroud and only a few other neighbors actually attended the meeting.
Looking in the community is frustration. That's why you don't see many people attending. If they're not burned out or dead, they're worn out.
Because the area is stretched over Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County jurisdiction, making decisions on how to provide services to that particular area hasn't been an easy feat. Here's Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade.
There is a sincere and very deep-rooted frustration by the Rogers Road community. This has been going on for too many years, since the beginning of the landfill opening.
A point of frustration for Slade and fellow Board of Aldermen member Michelle Johnson was when Commissioners Renee Price and Penny Ritz said that the county's agenda was full until fall, making it impossible for a formal discussion about Rogers Road to happen until that time.
We had, coming out of the last meeting, made a motion asking that each of the boards share these proposals with their boards so that the conversation over the summer would be an informed one, having a true sense of where the various boards stand.
Another point of contention was which plan would ultimately be better for the community. Some members of the task force seemed to favor the smaller, less expensive sewer system plan, while others wanted to provide more service to more residents.
I don't want them to make a choice out of a sense that the alternatives aren't viable. If the alternative is a problem to the historic Rogers Road community because it does represent a little more time required to implement it, then I'm respectful of that.
The next task force meeting, July 17th, at the Solid Waste Administrative Offices on Eubanks Road. The group plans to begin drafting a report of what action will be taken. By August 21st, the members then hope to review the drafted report to present to their respective jurisdictions, though the Board of County Commissioners will not have formally discussed the matter yet. WCHL News Time, 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Imagine behind the scenes at a typical jewelry store.
Boss, corporate's new ad campaign telling people we have a gazillion diamonds and we're like direct importers sounds great, but what will we do when people actually come in?
Yep, I just got the memo on that today from HQ. First, you badmouth Diamonds Direct. Second, you tell them we are now a direct importer.
Is that true?
Yes, we import direct from New York. Third, after you show them the few diamonds we have, dazzle them with our new technology, the virtual vault.
You want me to get them to pick out a diamond without seeing it in real life?
Exactly. We can't really compete with Diamonds Direct's selection of real diamonds, so now we're selling virtual diamonds from our middleman vendors.
Seriously? With virtual markups?
No, the markups are real.
Other jewelry stores are always trying to find ways to compete with Diamonds Direct, but it's not about showroom gimmicks and clever advertising. It's about what counts. Selection, service, quality, and value. And that's where Diamonds Direct wins every time. Real diamonds. Real expertise. Real value. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 at WCHL. County commissioners will hash out the final details in next year's budget when the board meets tonight. The budget won't be formally adopted until next week, but tonight commissioners will settle on a countywide property tax rate for fiscal year 2013-2014 and decide the funding levels for the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City School Districts. The board will also sign off on a five-year capital spending plan and set the tax rates for the county's 12 fire districts. Tuesday's budget work session ran long, so tonight's meeting starts an hour earlier than usual to allow the board to finish departmental budget reviews. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Since being elected, North Carolina Democratic Party Chair Pittsboro Mayor Randy Voller has been criticized by establishments within the state party. His detractors in the party point to Mayor Voller's divisive attitude, tax debt he accrued before being elected, and likening budget cuts to rape, which got Voller national attention. But Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says no one, except for those in the state party's headquarters in Raleigh's Goodwin House, can speak to the relationship between Mayor Voller and others in the party.
The Orange County Democrats don't know any more than anybody else in terms of what has been transpiring at the Goodwin House. I think a lot of people believe that there are two sides to every story, and for the most part, we have only heard one side of that story.
With the controversy over the chairman brewing, Hughes says the state's Democratic Party is still working to win elections. All of this is happening against a backdrop of the first time since the late 1800s that the Democrats have controlled neither the governorship nor one of the legislative houses, according to Hughes.
You know, when you're dealing with transitions like this in an organization, I fully expect it to be somewhat awkward as we adjust to those changes, but we are adjusting to that, and there's no lack of commitment, hard work, or passion on the part of the North Carolina Democrats.
Nina Schlossberg-Landis, first vice chair of the state Democratic Party, resigned on June 10th, saying in her letter that she was, quoting here, very concerned about the direction and practices of the new chairman. Mayor Voller has not yet been available to comment to WCHL on the ongoing party struggles. WCHL News Time, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at carolinainn.com. Traffic very light so far this morning. The situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, Rand Northam back in the newsroom this morning. He'll be keeping a very close eye on the traffic situation. In fact, you can hear from him in about a half hour right here on WCHL. In the meantime, if you spot anything out of the ordinary, anything unusual, any accidents or experience major delays, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce some heavy damaging winds. They're high today in the low 90s. And winds in gusts up to 30 miles per hour late in the day. Chance of rain is 50%. It's going to be muggy all day. Muggy right now. Tonight, partly cloudy. 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be severe late. Our low tonight in the low 60s. Chance of rain 50%. Once again, then tomorrow, mostly sunny, nice day, high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then for your weekend, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, at least, with a high in the low 80s. 619, 19 minutes after 6 to WCHL. And time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, so don't forget to pick up the perfect Hallmark card for your dad. After all, what your dad really wants is to hear he's loved, has been the best dad in the world, and you don't know where you'd be without him. Nothing says that better than a Hallmark card. So pick up the perfect Father's Day card today, wherever Hallmark cards are sold. Hallmark, life is a special occasion.
The category Top 10 Ways the Weather Channel Can Boost Its Ratings, number 10, more erotic-shaped clouds, yeah. And number 9, local forecast on the 8s, cage fighting on the 9s. Number 8, give hurricanes last names. Number 7, less weather, more hillbilly hand fishing. Number 6, have a live audience full of Canadians. Number 5... number 5, get a forecast wrong, lose a finger. Number 4, 3 words, 500-day forecast. Number 3, viewer voting determines each day's weather. Number 2, hire Ernie Anastas.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
And the number 1 way the Weather Channel can boost its ratings, replace meteorologist Jim Cantore with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Harry Connick Jr. and the U.S. Army Top 10. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Well, some days he takes forever to get through that list, and other days it's like he's running out of a starting gig. David Letterman on WCHL. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The UNC baseball team held the number one spot in almost all the polls for nearly the entire year until the final couple of weeks of the regular season. The ACC tournament saw two games of 14 innings or more, and Carolina made it into the Super Regional with a 13-inning contest against Florida Atlantic. Senior first baseman Cody Stubbs asked, "What's the College World Series after a season like this team has seen?"
I think the hardest part and most nerve-wracking part is just getting there. And once you get there, and you know, you just go out and play, enjoy it, and do the best you can. I mean, the hard part is done. Now you just get to go enjoy it and have a chance to win a national championship.
Left-hander Ken Emanuel led the Tar Heels in the mound this season. He struggled in the Super Regional, but was able to leave the hill in Bochimer Stadium on a high note when he threw just two pitches in helping get Carolina's final two outs of the series. He says it's great to be heading back to the College World Series in Omaha.
Feels good, especially, you know, having my sophomore year where we didn't get to go and didn't get to experience it. It's going to be nice to get back out there and play. It's going to be exciting.
North Carolina State didn't have to deal with the weather delays that Carolina did and sat waiting for its opponent after taking down Rice in the Super Regional. This will mark the fourth meeting between the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack. By the way, that game that North Carolina State played against Rice, the deciding game in that Super Regional, that went 18 innings. This has been a rather unusual baseball season. Carolina in the College World Series, first action will happen this Sunday, 3 o'clock, and you can hear it right here on WCHL and streaming live on chapelbro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
6:25, 25 minutes after 6, WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that works. Learn more at Kronos.com. This is Charles Osgood. Earlier this week, a new U.S. ambassador to Libya was sworn in, career diplomat Deborah Jones, who succeeds Chris Stevens, who was killed along with three other Americans in the attack on Benghazi last September. So our CBS News colleague, Margaret Brennan, has reported.
That led to a sweeping security overhaul by the State Department, which included hiring 150 additional diplomatic security agents, posting hundreds of Marine Guards at the most dangerous missions, and creating a new high-threat unit dedicated solely to those posts.
More after this. Looking for a great gift for Dad for Father's Day? Well, take my advice. Turn to the folks at 1-800-Flowers.com, where they have so many unique gifts that Dad will love. You can send him high-quality plants and bonsai, or you can send him tastier gifts for his sweet tooth. Their gourmet treats include delicious cookies and rich chocolate-covered strawberries and pretzels. And 1-800-Flowers.com has an assortment of gift baskets for Dad, with themes like golfing, fishing, poker, and more. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has an amazing offer since you listened to the Osgood File. Get 20% off their best-selling Father's Day collection and send Dad a personal gift he'll love for as low as $19.99. But don't keep Dad waiting. To get 20% off for Father's Day, go now to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter my last name, Osgood. O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood. Or just call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. Once again, here's Margaret Brennan, who visited the command center of the newly created unit responsible for security at diplomatic posts considered most vulnerable to attack.
They're now under 24-hour surveillance at the command center outside Washington. 9 months ago, there were two posts considered high threat. Today, there are more than 20.
Once, some of them might have been regarded as highly ceremonial and even social. Not anymore, says Mark Hipp.
Mark Hipp is the head of training for diplomatic security. He says the threats abroad have dramatically changed.
There's flashpoints everywhere. It's not the cocktail circuits of past. There's hardships. There's real danger out there. And it's a moral obligation to ensure that our people are prepared for those realities.
It's believed that it was smoke inhalation from fire set by the attackers that killed Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi. That's one of the lessons we've learned, says Bill Miller, who runs the new high-threat unit.
Fire as a weapon was one of the recommendations that we've paid attention to. We've spent $13 million that we're pushing out overseas to ensure that our personnel have the personal protective equipment and the training, those resources at post to help fight the fire as well as survive fires.
Even so, says Margaret Brennan.
But some agents tell us they still do not have the resources to fix all of the security flaws that were highlighted in those Benghazi attacks.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from
Fleming's. If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care. Transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools. And if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and we love logistics.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available till midnight for $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Hot and muggy today, partly sunny, 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, and maybe some really strong winds as well. Our high temperature today in the low 90s, and some very strong winds gust up to 30 miles per hour. And again, it is muggy, 74 degrees. Right now at WCHL.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Dave Barrett.
Warnings in the Windy City as a storm system blew through, bringing hail. Might have been a tornado in Shabana, Illinois, west of Chicago. WBBM-TV's Suzanne Lomigno.
At a nearby house, a pile of melting hail remains on the front porch. The hail came with such force, leaves covered the siding on the house.
39,000 customers without power in northern Illinois. Airline passengers stuck in Chicago as 400 flights were canceled at O'Hare.
You got to take it as it goes. I mean, that's part of traveling. And I guess it's Chicago's way of getting us to stay another night in this fine city.
Thunder in Ohio, around Cleveland. This huge storm system caused problems. WOIO's Jen Harcher.
We have sporadic power outages. We also have reports of trees down, limbs down, and then lots of debris on the roadways, too, out here.
That system could hit the D.C. and Baltimore areas this morning, bringing high winds and thunderstorms. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 75 degrees right now. Really unseasonably warm this morning. Partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Maybe some strong winds. It definitely will be muggy today. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he's not backing down to the Moral Monday protesters, whose numbers have grown to the thousands. Chapel Hill and Carborough residents included in those demonstrations. McCrory told the Associated Press that, quoting here, outsiders are coming in and they're going to try to do what, to us what they did to Scott Walker, the governor in Wisconsin. Reverend William Barber, the North Carolina president of the NAACP, has been the central figure in this movement against the state General Assembly. Barber says he's not relenting, though McCrory has denounced his efforts.
The bottom line is we're going to win. It's going to be tough, but right is always won. And the Constitution still stands, and our moral values of doing justice stand. And they have stood over against many tests and many tyrants.
As Barber spoke to activists who gathered in front of the General Assembly for a second time this week for the NAACP's Witness Wednesday, he laughed at the notion that the protesters are outsiders and not from North Carolina. Laurel Ashton works with the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter of the NAACP. She was there for Witness Wednesday.
They're falling back on the tactics of George Wallace in the 1960s. He called Martin Luther King an outside agitator because he came 100 miles from Albany. And now they're just using the same rhetoric, and they're really just digging themselves into a deeper hole.
Witness Wednesday commemorated the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, while also continuing their fight against a Republican-led state government. 8 people were arrested inside the state building during yesterday's event, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Fellow NAACP member and lawyer Al McShirley of Chapel Hill has attended many Moral Mondays. He's watched as the protesting has grown from a grassroots effort to a statewide movement.
And I have never seen, never in all of that time, as exciting and broad-based and deep-based fusion movement, that is, with black and white and Latino, gay and straight, religious, atheist, all holding hands together and marching together. We never had anything like this in the 60s.
Barber said next week's Moral Monday will focus on environmental issues, and then the following week they'll focus on labor rights. The North Carolina Senate is advancing a tax overhaul that repeals corporate income taxes without a major expansion of sales taxes. The bill the Senate Finance Committee endorsed yesterday also lowers income rates and repeals local sales taxes on food. The chamber's first plan lowered rates on corporations but greatly expanded sales taxes. Critics argue billions in tax cuts will largely benefit the wealthy and force local governments to raise property taxes to recoup lost revenue. The sponsor of the Senate's first tax overhaul proposal said the new plan isn't true reform because it doesn't add more sales taxes for services. Backers of the plan point to analysis that shows the state would become far more attractive to business. The bill is expected to reach the Senate floor today. A bill designed to clear the way for executions to resume here in North Carolina is headed to Governor McCrory's desk after getting final legislative approval. The Senate on Wednesday approved changes made by the House to a bill that repeals the Racial Justice Act. The 2009 law allows convicted murderers to reduce a death sentence to life in prison if they can prove that race played a major role in their cases. Republicans already had weakened the law last year. Opponents argued the law has allowed nearly all 156 death row inmates to appeal their cases regardless of merit and delay justice. Supporters say past studies and 2012 court decisions have affirmed the law's use. McCrory opposed the law in his 2012 campaign for governor. And a measure broadening the places people can carry concealed firearms in North Carolina and repealing a requirement to get a license to buy a handgun has tentatively passed the North Carolina Senate. The Senate gave initial approval to a bill on Wednesday that allows concealed carry permit holders to take or store guns in more places. The bill also adds new safeguards and toughens penalties. The state attorney general opposes the repeal of the license requirement. Republicans argue it's a dated law. Democrats argue the bill as a whole goes well beyond popular opinion and will encourage more gun violence. Republicans say the law targets illegal gun use while promoting responsible gun ownership. The bill will likely return for a final vote today. The House will have to approve the Senate's changes. Since being elected, North Carolina Democratic Party Chair Pittsboro Mayor Randy Voller has been criticized by establishments within the state party. His detractors in the Democratic Party point to Mayor Voller's divisive attitude, tax debt he accrued before being elected, and likening budget cuts to rape, which got Voller national attention. But Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says no one, except for those in the state party's headquarters in Raleigh's Goodwin House, can speak to the relationship between Mayor Voller and the others in the party.
The Orange County Democrats don't know any more than anybody else in terms of what has been transpiring at the Goodwin House. I think a lot of people believe that there are two sides to every story, and for the most part, we have only heard one side of that story.
With the controversy over the chairman brewing, Hughes says the state's Democratic Party is still working to win elections. All of this is happening against a backdrop of the first time since the late 1800s that the Democrats have controlled neither the governorship nor one of the legislative houses, according to Matt Hughes.
You know, when you're dealing with transitions like this in an organization, I fully expect it to be somewhat awkward as we adjust those changes, but we are adjusting to that, and there's no lack of commitment, hard work, or passion on the part of the North Carolina Democrats.
Nina Schlossberg-Landis, first vice chair of the state Democratic Party, resigned on June 10th, saying in her letter that she was very concerned about the direction and practices of the new chairman. Mayor Voller has not yet been available to comment on WCHL on the ongoing party struggles. Orange County commissioners will hash out the final details in next year's budget when the board meets tonight. The budget won't be formally adopted until next week, but tonight commissioners will settle on a countywide property tax rate for fiscal year 2013-2014 and decide the funding levels for the Orange County school system and the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District. The board will also sign off on a 5-year capital spending plan and set the tax rates for the county's 12 fire districts. Tuesday's budget work session ran long, so tonight's meeting will start an hour earlier than usual to allow the board to finish departmental budget reviews. The meeting will begin at 6 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. And UNC's Board of Governors holds its monthly meeting today and tomorrow to discuss, among other things, the university's budget in the wake of impending cuts at the state level. In addition to the budget and finance of the university system, the board will hold committees on education planning and programs, enrollment management alternatives, and an external review of UNC Coastal and Marine Science. While most of the events are open, committees on tenure, university governance, and the audit of the committee may partially be in closed session. Meetings begin this morning at 9 o'clock at the Spangler Center. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary is on the way from Mark Makopoulos of Orange County, who explains why he chose to get arrested during one of the Moral Monday protests in Raleigh. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. We'll talk more about the Tar Heels in the College World Series in Omaha. That all is straight ahead.
The new season at Carolina Performing Arts is coming with a celebration of artistic excellence and extraordinary, engaging experiences. Tickets go on sale this Tuesday. CPA Executive Director Emil Kang.
Our 13-14 season is much more of a whirlwind, transporting you to many different corners of the world, inspiring you to engage with the finest artists from around the world and to some unexpected, exciting places.
Go beneath my
September through April will be a season to remember, an experience you won't want to miss at Memorial Hall.
The work that these artists do, they reveal, I think, a little bit about ourselves and about our own journey. And of course, we invite you to be part of that experience.
Build your own ticket packages go on sale to the general public this Tuesday. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org. The best seats go fast and will soon disappear.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carverill Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carverill Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarverillFamilyMedicine.net.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
And if you stick around a few minutes, Freddie will have this morning's trivia question coming up on WCHL 642, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Mark Markopoulos. I got arrested at a recent Morrow Monday protest with 151 others. The total number is now close to 400. With the collusion of both parties, disease politics and corporate corruption have been eating away at our society for a long time. Suddenly the pace has quickened in North Carolina and voices of moderation are being willfully steamrolled by a radical agenda that is right out of the playbook of out-of-state heavy hitters like the Koch brothers funded Americans for Prosperity and the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. These efforts are amplified by the Koch brothers' North Carolina ally, the mega-wealthy free spender for ultra-conservative causes, Art Pope, now ensconced as the state's budget director. In the last election, Pope spent $2.2 million on 22 state legislative candidates, winning 18 of them. This current crop of self-serving representatives has unleashed an avalanche of bills that will result in the least among us being denied the basic necessities that good neighbors and strong communities have always provided for one another. Food when they are hungry, care when they are sick, quality education for our kids, and a little money to tide them over a tough time. All while screwing around with voting laws to make it more difficult for us to unseat them. Add to that cuts in mental health care that will cost more in social services, police protection, and prisons. They are fast-tracking fracking and offshore drilling while spitefully attacking the healthy growth of renewables and energy efficiency. It's hard to imagine the nightmarish yet realistic possibility of losing the Outer Banks to an oil spill, especially when we don't really need that oil. What we are witnessing is the behavior of mentally ill people. By that I mean, if all of us were to follow the same philosophy in our daily life, society would disintegrate. To borrow a mannerly self-editing form of expression from Roy Williams, it's freaking crazy. All the folks that got arrested at the first three Moral Mondays, many of them friends, were inspiring. I realized that my arrest would serve to lessen the possibilities that they would receive strong penalties. So in addition to the pulling of my conscience, I also got arrested out of respect for them. For those of you considering attending a Moral Monday, I want you to know that it is a uniquely fulfilling and emotional experience. To be in a crowd of people expressing our higher nature to care about all people in the natural world awakens a part of us that is dormant too often. A part of us that the mercenaries in the legislature and their puppet masters fear because they have so little understanding of that suppressed part of themselves. This is Mark Markopoulos.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina's baseball team heads out to Omaha today for the College World Series. The Tar Heels don't play until Sunday, and when they do play, they'll be taking on a familiar opponent. That's North Carolina State. Despite the familiarity, Coach Fox says that's nice, but there are also other things in play once you get to the College World Series.
I think it's going to, you know, maybe help a little bit, but everything's different when you get to the College World Series. I mean, everything's just a little bit different. So The opponent obviously is your foe, but you're battling against other things out there as well. Just the largeness of it, the media, the scrutiny, the television, the media. You know, you've got to keep all that in perspective. So, but we've got a tough task with them. I mean, there's probably not a hotter team in the country right now in NC State for sure.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels and Wolfpack will be meeting for a fourth time this season on Sunday at 3 o'clock. The Tar Heels have taken two out of the first three, including a 2-1 matchup in 18 innings in the ACC tournament in Durham.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Now, of course, Tar Heels play on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You can hear it right here on WCHL. Tar Heels, ironically, go all the way out to Omaha, Nebraska, and the first opponent will be North Carolina State. Again, we'll have that game for you on WCHL and always streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. And more on the Tar Heels leading up to the game. 6:47 at WCHL. 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. We'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. Coming up next, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
WCHL and the town of Chapel Hill invite you to discover the new 140 West Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. Located at 140 West Franklin Street, the new outdoor plaza is designed to enhance the natural charm unique to downtown Chapel Hill. Every Wednesday in June features Live at Lunch, an intimate music and art series as backdrop to your midday meal. Fridays on Franklin on the 2nd and 4th Fridays from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. features live entertainment to kick off your weekends in downtown Chapel Hill. More information at townofchapelhill.org/140.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Well, good morning. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice. guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now, with your good-to-go traffic, here we go with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning to you.
Happy Thursday to you.
And you, too. And you look awfully bright and cheerful today
for some reason. I feel cheerful.
Yeah, good.
And bright.
Working awfully hard. I thought you'd be worn down by now.
Well, I'm just running circles back there. That's all. It just looks like I'm working.
Well, that's important. Thanks so much.
Figured I'd come in with a good sweat.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I break out into cold sweat, but I did that yesterday, so I'm not going to sing today. What's happening with traffic?
15501 this morning, seeing a little bit of a delay between I-40 and the East Franklin split. That is 15501 southbound. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly, and we have to say a big thanks to the NCDOT doing their construction on MLK overnight.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're
pretty.
All packing that up when I'm driving into work. So greatly appreciated that they can stay off of that busy, busy roadway during the day and not cause any problems there. But you can see that new asphalt going down and traffic being delayed all over town because of the construction. So always give yourself a little extra time to travel if you are in some of those areas. Of course, Weaver Dairy, MLK, South Columbia Street, and South Columbia closed completely between the hospital and 15501 still for a little bit longer, throughout the rest of the summer. So be on the lookout for that.
Such a wonderful time of year.
Certainly is. It certainly is. So be sure to give yourself some extra time to travel if you are traveling in those directions. We'll keep you up to date on the traffic situation throughout the morning and throughout the day. If you see anything else throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Look forward to the rest of the morning here.
You betcha.
And we'll talk to you again in just a little while.
All right.
All right. Time now for your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it's brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. Don't forget, Friday's on the front porch tomorrow at the end of the day at the Carolina Inn. It is 74 degrees, partly sunny today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and maybe some really strong winds as well. Chance of rain 50-50, high temperature today, low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with 50% chance of rain and again, maybe some strong winds. Low tonight, low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Saturday, sunny skies with a high of about 82. Saturday night, clear skies with lows in the low 60s. And Sunday, it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of around 88 degrees. So actually, pretty good weather on the way. But doggone, man, it's going to be really hot and muggy today. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Siegfried, magician, part of the Siegfried and Roy Act, 74 years old today. Malcolm McDowell, probably still best known for his work in Clockwork Orange, is 70 years old today. Stellan Skarsgård, the actor, 62. Richard Thomas, who was John Boy on The Waltons, 62 years old today. Tim Allen, actor and comedian, is 60. Ally Sheedy, actress, 51. Hannah Storm, television host, 51. Let's see, Steve-O, who was on Jackass, 39 years old today. How in the world he survived that long, I don't know. Ethan Embry is 35. Ashley Olsen is 27. So is her twin sister, Mary-Kate, 27 years old. And Kat Dennings, who's one of the actresses on Two Broke Girls, 27 years old today. Some local celebrities. Ellen Valley was our birthday winner yesterday. Michael Frank has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Michael. And our winner of the day, our birthday winner, is Julie Richardson. Julie gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Metamont and Fordham Boulevard. And they always love taking care of their customers. Julie, they will take care of you. Happy birthday, Julie Richardson, from all the folks at UPS. And here at WCHL, 97.9 FM at WCHL, it's Ron Stutz, and Freddie Cogger is here with your trivia question for the day.
How are you, hon?
I'm doing okay, sweetheart. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sugar Moose.
Come on in the house.
Thank you very much. Love what you've done with the place.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My interior design sense is better than it was.
Yeah, it looks like did a little study. Early shady lawn.
Early cinder block.
Ron and I used to live over in Shady Lawn.
Yeah,
the neighborhood's still recovering.
Yeah, and
but you know what? We had fun.
Yeah,
all kids used to come over. We'd all go play stuff.
I remember lying on the couch one day and looking around and saying, "Freddie,
Simplicity is a key word here.
Yes, it is. I was in that big room where you only had like a TV or something.
That's right. TV and a couch.
Couch, yeah, and some carpet.
And a bunch of records.
Oh, yeah,
in,
we did
in those little peach crates or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you got a question?
Yes, we do. Sports participation.
All right.
Sports participation. This is another tough one, guys. I'm kind of tough.
You're getting tough lately.
Yeah. All right, here we go. For a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Right.
Well, you're good to go. What sport has 13 players per team in league rules, but 15 players per team in union play?
Ah. No clue.
What sport has 13 players per team in league rules, but 15 in union play? That's a tough one. 919-929-WCHL. You are a savvy sports fan.
I got nothing. Somebody will know the answer to this.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Anu Kumar is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's Executive Vice President for Development, Communications, and Community Access at IPASS.
IPASS, which is based right here in Chapel Hill, is a global organization that works exclusively on promoting women's reproductive health and rights, especially the right to safe abortion care, reducing the number of women who are dying and suffering due to unsafe abortions.
Why is it so important for you to do this?
You know, it's fundamental for women's advancement and really the advancement of communities and nations that women are able to control their fertilities. By being able to control our reproductive destinies, women can determine their futures, our families, and really the health of a community and a nation. For me, it's absolutely critical that women have this ability to choose when, if, to have children or not, to really be able to make those choices and those decisions autonomously. So I actually see it as a fundamental building block to democracy, to development, and to a whole host of other bigger ideals.
Dr. Kumar is excited to go to work every day.
You know, IPASS is making a real difference in women's lives. I'm really proud to be associated with it. Just in the last 5 years alone, we've trained over 40,000 health workers around the world on safe abortion care. And in 1 year, more than 200,000 women have received safe services in IPASS-supported facilities. So for me, it's the ability to make a really tangible difference in women's lives.
IPASS started right here in Chapel Hill in 1973. And this year, IPASS is celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Yeah, it is our 40th year, and we have been steadfast and unwavering in our commitment to our mission. So we are celebrating by having several events around the world since we are a global organization. We had an event in Nairobi in April, which was widely attended by partners and our supporters there. I had the ability to attend that event and found it really exciting. We're having an event in Chapel Hill this week, bringing in one of our keynote speakers, which will be Willie Parker, who is a physician that provides abortion services in Mississippi. And then we'll also be having an event in India in the fall, which is where I'm from. And so it's going to be exciting to see the work that we have done in each of these countries to really advance women's reproductive health and rights.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about the 40th anniversary celebration or about IPASS in general,
visit our website, ipass.org. We have a wealth of information there available on a range of issues, and I hope people will take the time to see what's happening by this small but growing organization right here in our backyard.
Dr. Anu Kumar, working hard with IPASS in Chapel Hill for the last 11 years. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:59 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz.
All right. 97.9 FM WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, here she is.
I'm just kidding.
The one and only Lauren.
I'm just kidding. We're not doing that now. We are doing the clean joke next hour, of course, and about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock on WCHL. Freddie wanted to know, what sport is it that has 13 players for league play and 15 for union play? Well, first of all, it was necessary to understand the question, which I didn't first, but the sport is rugby. And that's the correct answer. Mark Phillips called in with the correct answer. He gets the Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Freddie will have another question for you tomorrow morning on WCHL.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business.